Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the book on Salam, and specifically the chapter on the virtue of making Salam and the command to make Salam common. Common, wherever a person is, whenever he has the opportunity, he should make Salam, he should take advantage of making Salam. It is such a beautiful thing, such a beautiful greeting that we've got. It's a universal greeting, a greeting transcends time, it transcends situations, it transcends moments. For example, we gave a person is in Australia, another person is in America. One place it's night, another place it's day. Or some place it may be day and some place it's night. Person is saying good morning and the other person is already good evening there. So now there's a confusion that is created. And sometimes now we find that people even live on the good. It becomes morning, morning, evening, afternoon. So this has absolutely no meaning. But this salam of ours, whether a person is 2 o'clock in the morning one place, whether it's mid-afternoon another place, it transcends time. The salam works in every time. Whether a person is sad, he just lost somebody, you can make salam to him. Whether a person is experiencing Eid and is excited, then also salam would work. So salam works through all occasions, all situations. It's such a beautiful thing. It's actually a dua for a person that is receiving it. One person is making dua, another person is replying or another dua to him. Such a beautiful greeting Allah Ta'ala has given us. Today's hadith an Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu anna rajulan sa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ayyul islami khayrun qala tut'imu at-ta'am wa taqra'u as-salam ala man arafta wa ma lam ta'rif muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma narrated, a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what type of deed in Islam is the best? What type of deed in Islam is the best? What type, what action, what amal in Islam is the best of actions, is the best amal? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, first, feeding people. Next, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, offering salam to those you know and those you do not know. So this hadith mentions two things, that what type of action in Islam is the best, depending on the situation, depending on the occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention certain things. So sometimes you'll find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give dhikr as the best action. Sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will mention jihad as the best action. On this occasion, depending on the situation, depending on the need, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that feeding people and making salam to those that you know and to those that you don't know, this is the best of actions. Coming back to the first part, that feeding people, and then as ulama explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's kindness, his mercy, his shafqat, that he has taught us everything to such an extent that we are taught that when we are planting a tree also, what distance do we leave between the two trees when we are planting? Why? Because the tree also has got some life in it. When the tree is growing, if they're too close to each other, one tree will block off the sunlight of another tree. So we are showed in the hadith also what distance we must leave between the trees. The roots of the trees are sucking water from the ground. If they are planted too close to each other, then each root will come into the other tree's roots ways. So that also is shown to us in the hadith, how much of distance we must leave. Then another thing that's shown to us as far as animals are concerned, we know that famous incident of a loose woman that showed kindness to a dog, and Allah Ta'ala had given her, Allah Ta'ala had made a maghfirat for showing kindness to an animal that we regard as a napak animal. And then there was another incident mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, where a woman, that she didn't allow her cat to go out and fend for itself to eat, nor did she feed it. So in other words, she had it restrained, she had it locked up, and this cat couldn't eat, couldn't go out, fend for itself, and this cat had passed away in that condition of hunger. So pious woman was punished because of showing cruelty to an animal, and here's another loose woman, her maghfirat was made because of showing kindness to an animal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also encouraged us to show kindness towards animals. Here we're talking about feeding. So that when ulama explained that feeding means feeding those that are pious, those that are not pious, whoever it is, just feed. Here we showed about showing kindness to animals, feeding animals is also rewarded. Sahaba was surprised, in one hadith it comes that they were surprised that a person is actually getting rewarded for feeding an animal. A person's maghfirat is made because of a kindness shown to a dog. Person's maghfirat was made because of kindness shown to a dog. On that occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that for every living creature, there is reward. Every loving creature you show kindness and you feed, there is reward. So coming back to this hadith, the first part of the hadith says feeding people. Yeah, feeding people. Now this hadith is talking about the best of actions. So ulama explained under feeding people is that when a person is doing a general distribution of food, generally, sometimes you get people distributing food on the side of the roads, sometimes people giving hamper distributions. When distributing food, then to every person, whether a person is a sinner, whether a person is a Muslim, whether a person is a non-Muslim, whoever it is, the fact that the person is a human being, we're distributing food to him, we're giving him food, we're getting rewarded for it. So there a person gives. But the second part, ulama explained, is that when you're inviting people to your home, when you got a dawat that is on, then when you're inviting people and you got a specific dawat, at that time you invite the pious. At that time you don't invite those people that are not pious. Those people that appear to be pious, these are the people you invite, because whatever strength, whatever energy they get by eating the food, whatever action they do day after, you will be rewarded because you have fed them. So this is the distinction between feeding animals, feeding people, feeding the people that are sinful, people that believe in Allah, people that don't believe in Allah, and feeding the pious. Is that when we got a special dawat in our place, at that time now we only invite the pious, but otherwise we feed and we share with everyone. So this is the first part of the hadith, feeding people. And the second part is offering salam to those you know and those that you do not know. This hadith is mentioned both in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Ulama explained that where there is any sign of Islam on a person, then we should make salam to him. Any sign of Islam on a person, then we make salam to him. Ala man arafta wa ma lam ta'rif, whether you know the person or whether you don't know the person. Sometimes it happens if you know someone and we make salam to them. If you don't know them, we don't make salam. So yes, any sign of Islam on a person, you make salam to him. And obviously, if there is no sign of Islam on a person, and the person now is excused, because we are not supposed to make salam to non-Muslims, nor we are supposed to reply to the salam of non-Muslims made to us. So therefore, if a person sees someone where there is no sign of Islam, and then he refrains from making salam because he is not sure, then there is no harm in that situation. The only time there is a problem, if somebody has got signs of Islam on him, and then deliberately now we don't greet for no reason, and this is not something that is encouraged in Islam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Such two simple things. Feeding people, making salam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is describing it as the best actions in Islam. So therefore we should take advantage when we hear these types of hadith. Such simple, easy things to do. We should put it in practice, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.